Welcome, listeners. You're tuning in to DreamPath. This is late night talk radio, and we have two lovely, wonderful ladies with us today. And I'm going to talk just a little bit at the beginning of the show here, only because I'm sure once they get going, I won't get a word in edgewise.
That's right.
And as usual, DreamPath, we invite everybody to go on their own DreamPath. We have ours, and doing this show, we like to bring forth individuals who or have been able to find their passion, whatever it might be in life, and then to be able to communicate to you, the listener, and to me, the host, exactly what's going on in their lives and why they're so excited about this. Well, our two guests are from, they have a name, and this is what got us excited to begin with, and it's called Creo Monday. It's Latin for Creo is creative, and Monday is universe, so the creative universe. And when we saw that, we got an email requesting from actually Don Newson was letting us know about different individuals or books that wanted to be on the show. And when we got this, when we saw the word Creo, we knew we had to get in touch with them. I don't know why, we just got excited. It took us about 10 minutes or 15 minutes after we actually got the email where we were in touch with Allison, who's the president of Creo Monday. And we were taught immediately, we knew that it was something that we also would be very excited to do on the show. I can't explain why, but I think you will understand as we go along in this show why Jara and I, Jara's my co-host here, and this is DJ, by the way, and why this is such a wonderful time to build on your passion and what these ladies have done. And I think it will definitely translate. So with no further ado, let me introduce to you Allison Prentice, president of Creo Monday, and Janet Kingsley, who is, what is your exact title?
Energy girl.
Oh, yeah, energy, that's right.
You got the always
there. Yes. And with that, you know, I'd like to start just how did this all start? Take us back to the beginning of Creo Monday, even before Creo Monday was Creo Monday.
The birth of Creo Monday, oh gosh. Hi, everyone. This is an absolutely amazing, first of all, before I get into that, Dennis, Jara, thank you for having us on this show, because it really is appropriate that we who found our own dream path, or as I call it, our heart song, we have a show like Dream Path to announce it on. So it's very, very appropriate that the first word of Creo Monday to the universe, other than what's been in the people directly involved, is here on Dream Path. We're very, very excited.
Thank you.
And so are we. So are we.
Now, as far as the birth of Creo Monday, believe it or not, it was only 3 months ago that Creo Monday came forth. And we actually started this. We came together with some other people because we've been promoting a protein drink for the last couple of years, and we're about to get it launched into the U.S. And the company that was involved said, yes, they have no problem with it, but they wanted somebody to endorse it. So we called somebody that we knew before. We'd worked with him before. he said, let me bring a friend. They came over. They immediately wanted to endorse this protein. And then we started talking about other stuff. We started talking about The Secret and the Law of Attraction and how that's, you know, especially with somebody like Oprah, has exploded this out in, mm-hmm. into the world. And people are becoming more aware of the universe and how we're connected. And it doesn't matter where you live or who you are, we're all of us part of the universe. So when we started talking about that, then Dr. Emoto, Dr. Masaru Emoto, who's a Japanese researcher who's done research into water and freezes the samples, and then they photograph in their lab the crystals. It's a very interesting process, and we can talk about that later about how he does it, because it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But how this inspired us to come up with the idea of Creo Monday, and I actually phoned one of the other people the next day after hearing about Dr. Emoto and the power of words, and I said, what if we did this on clothing? And he said, did I tell you about this? Because I had this idea a year ago, and I said, that is a brilliant idea. We could wrap people in positive, loving, compassionate words. We can embrace the human body with it. And if we did that, and we had everybody wearing this stuff, and we're going into beddings and linens, and they're sleeping in it, and we're actually creating this change in frequency in people to make people feel better about themselves.
More in touch.
And that was the birth of Creo Monday. And I phoned Janet, and I called her up, and I said, I got to meet you for lunch. I have something that you're just going to want to hear.
And I had goosebumps.
I whoa. and that was the birth of Creo Monday.
Now, the thing is, I think our listeners think, oh, yeah, Janet and Allison have been good friends for a long, long time. But, you know, the story, what we heard is that you were in a store. There was a rug.
An angel rug.
Yep. And Allison came into the store.
Yeah, Allison came into the store. Oh my gosh,
with Janet, Jocelyn.
With Jocelyn, and I said to the other sales person, I said, you know, I said these are two angels, and what? These are two angels? I said yes, but I'm going to sell them an angel rug.
And I did.
I took it over what to your house.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago,
Three years ago
this happened.
Yes, and we went over. I went over to your home, and that was about, 10:30?
I
brought that rug in.
We invited Janet for dinner, and we just laughed and laughed so much all dinner. And finally at 10:30, Jocelyn says, well, do you think we should see the rug now? And it's like, oh, yeah, Janet brought the rug.
Yeah.
So as soon as Janet threw this onto the floor, I said, that's it. We have to have this rug. It is the most beautiful rug. It's a Salvador Dali print, and it had angels sitting in the corner. Now, in our home, we have a lot of native art. You've been into the home. And so when Janet had originally said, oh, yes, I have an angel rug, I'm thinking, well, that's not going to go over very well with the native art.
These are two angels.
It pulled the entire room together. It was fabulous. And that was that's how we
eventually
got angels.
We got a chance, Jared and I got a chance to actually see this, and it's absolutely true. The colors, everything matched as if it was made in by the creator itself. Say this is the last piece of the puzzle.
Yes, absolutely.
This is what brought. But now, another interesting thing about Creo Monday is, you managed to put a lot of this together in a matter of months.
Yes.
Not years. When we heard
three months.
And you know, all the different processes that one has to go through in order to launch something like this. Because now this will be launched come June 1st, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And listeners, if you want to call in as we're going along, you can always reach us toll free in the U.S. at 877-270-8714. If you're Canadian, it's 1-888-861-3519. That's a new toll-free number for Canadian late night. And also, everywhere else in the universe, it's 530-413-4515. So there's a little bit of a commercial there. Anyone who would like to call in, please do.
Please do.
Where was I?
You were talking about the time period.
Yeah.
Very, very short period. I think what's happened with us is we've totally blown the lid off the box. We're totally so not following the typical business path. We really are following a dream path on this, and it really has been a dream. It's been an extraordinary series of events that has brought people into our life that need to be in our life to help us actually manifest this reality. And they have been coming at every step of the way.
The energy has been incredible.
The energy has been incredible. We've had people who have come. For example, one of the people that I met, I was trying to find a screen printer, and I found a company in the Yellow Pages, and I looked at it, and I thought, yes, there's something about this name. It was called Clearwater, and it was something about the name that drew me to this company. And I drove out to the other end of the city to meet the people at this company, and the VP who I met there, he looked at me, and he got it. He got the message right away, and I thought, yes, they understand. People understand this. And he's been extraordinarily helpful in teaching us what we need to know about this, because there's really a lot that we didn't know, and we knew we didn't know. And we've had people like Lester and others who have been teaching us in a very patient way without being patronizing, and who have been extraordinarily helpful. And that's been in Toronto, that's been in Montreal, where we found one of our first manufacturers for the first line. Everybody has been extraordinary in our lives, and it's been like we've taken a magic carpet ride and left on and are streaking away to our destiny, wherever that leads us. That's what it feels like, a magic carpet ride.
And, you know, when you get to actually be with these ladies, whether it's on the phone or, you know, just meeting them for doing this, this is why people help you, because you don't pretend that you know everything. You know what you need next.
Yes.
Now, the other interesting thing is, I think the listeners need to know is, why, I mean, what are you printing on these clothing? You know, why is this doing? This is the thing that really inspired the whole idea is to cover yourself with positive
words. Yes, we actually have a pool of over 100 words of positive, loving, compassionate words, and I have a list with me. I can go over some of the words on there. But in our logo, is a very unique logo, and if you go onto our website, www.creomundi.com, you'll see our logo, and it has the earth, and in through the center of the earth is actually the DNA double helix, and we've turned it horizontally because there is the belief out there that the DNA of the world is changing. So to represent that, instead of showing it vertically, we've turned it horizontally and taken it through the earth to represent everybody. And also part of this logo, we have what we're calling our core words, 8 core words. Gratitude and compassion, love, hope, peace, health, tolerance, and acceptance. And those words were basically words that we felt were common to everybody anywhere in this world. It doesn't matter where you live, what level of income you have, what color your skin is. These are words that are common to all of us around the world. So those 8 core words we have had translated into the 14 most commonly used languages in the world. So there's, 8 times 14, my math isn't very good, but it's around 90-some-odd or 102 words.
Yeah.
It's not close to 200 words. And those translated words in the other languages, that also means that if it's, for example, Japanese characters, it's actually Japanese characters, or if it's Arabic script, it's Arabic script. So we've got this combination of English and script languages and character languages that are randomly taped throughout the front and back panels of the clothing. So it literally is on the inside of the clothes. I think that's what makes it unique, is it's on the inside and it's against the skin. Much like what Dr. Emoto did with his water samples, where he would put positive words on the sample of water to freeze it and then show the crystal and show how these beautiful hexagonal crystals were formed versus if you had put negative words on the water and froze it, you'd have these malformed crystals. So our idea is the body is 70% water. So if we can literally embrace the body with all these loving, compassionate words, then we're going to have an impact. It's going to change fundamentally the way people think about each other. And if we can change the way people think about each other, it's going to change the way they think about others. And once we do that, we're going to see such a huge shift in the world. It just, it makes me shiver. It makes goosebumps on stand up on me when I see how we can change the way people think about themselves, literally one body at a time. So that's the idea behind it, is placing these pool of words on the inside of the body. In the back panel, we have a signature sign-off, and in the back panel is think it, feel it, create it. So if you have all these loving, compassionate words, and we're asking people to think it, feel it, create it, that's the kind of love and hope that we're putting out into the universe, and that everybody who wears our clothes is putting out into the universe, or anybody who sleeps in our linens and wraps themselves in our blankets is putting out into the universe. And if we have enough people doing that, then surely we're going to see a world where extraordinary accomplishments become ordinary. And if we have that kind of world, can you just imagine what kind of world it's going to be?
Yeah. Your thoughts are creating the changes in your life. Absolutely. Changing your thoughts can change your world.
It really is.
Do that.
No, and when you're, it's really a vibratory thing, because you're talking about the water, and it's so true. I mean, you speak to a plant or water or anything,
mm-hmm.
and if your intention or your feeling is truly love or happiness or joy, those things are translating. They're coming through to wherever you're actually aiming that at. And in this case, if someone is picking up something from Creole Monday, they know that they're getting it for a specific reason. In other words, they're saying to themselves, I want to feel positive today. I'm dragging on my T-shirt. It's not just throwing the T-shirt on. There's a certain conscious choice in actually wearing it.
There is, but there's the other thing is that even if you don't really believe in this, you're going to feel the benefit from it. And you're not going to be embarrassed to try it, because the clothes are good quality clothes. We have in Canada, Roots is a pretty high quality brand, and it's usually, it's a good gold standard to be measured against. Let's put it this way.
Right.
So what we've done is we've taken that standard and said, okay, at the very minimum, we have to match the Roots quality brand.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want somebody to go out and buy our clothes and then have it such poor quality, they're complaining about it forever and passing on this bad word to everybody else. It's, again, totally negates what we're trying to do. We want people to keep buying it because of the energy and frequency that these words are going to have. But if you, as I said, if you don't believe it, if you're not sure you believe it, you're still going to be okay trying our clothes, because it's all on the inside.
Yeah.
You're not going to be embarrassed by walking around with 200 words on the outside of your clothing, because it's on the inside.
It's good.
It's stylish. It's funky. Oh. It's good quality. We have a performance line, which just like Under Armour, we've used Under Armour as our gold standard there to measure against. And it, we feel, exceeds the Under Armour brand. We've got the wicking action, we've got antibacterial action on it, and the benefit is you've got the power of the words. You have the power of these words against your body. Can you imagine as an athlete, even as a recreational athlete, having this kind of clothing where you're going out, you're skiing or you're golfing or you're playing hockey or you're playing soccer, and you've got this clothing against you with these positive words, performance and balance and vitality and energize and
need to feel good,
you know, giving you that extra lift and that extra motivation and that extra power to do that much more in your life.
No, we have a chance, both Jara and I. Jara's being very silent right here because we're sort of crowded around here in our large studio here at Dream Path. Whatever the items of clothing are, it really is true. They feel so good. I mean, against the skin and the way it fits and everything like that. And you went to a lot of trouble, lot of effort to actually find the right materials, just exactly so that you knew that the quality of this product matched, the words that you're putting on the inside.
Oh, absolutely, and we did. We did go through some other samples from other companies, and we said we couldn't go through with those orders because the quality wasn't there. And I don't know who it was who said it one time, but the feeling is we'd rather explain the price once than apologize for quality forever. And as far as the price goes on these clothes, they're not any more expensive than the similar quality brand, like a Roots brand or an Under Armour brand. We're no more expensive. What you get is the added benefit of what these words are going to bring to you. And is it magic? No, it's not magic. It's not going to lift somebody out of poverty by wearing one of our T-shirts or one of our tank tops or one of our performance shirts. It's not going to stop a bullet if you're in a climate area.
But you're going to feel good.
But is it going to give you that extra motivation?
Yeah,
is it going to give you that positive thinking? Maybe you're somebody who's on welfare, who's happened to be fortunate enough to get one of these T-shirts, and you're wearing this T-shirt and you're thinking, okay, maybe I can have the courage now to go down to whatever office would be involved and say, can I take a nice course that would get me the job, that would take me out of the situation that I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we want this to inspire people. We want really for people to feel better wearing them, and that's why we've called it our Feel Good Casuals. They really do make you feel good.
Allison, too, because people are realizing and becoming more aware of their bodies and their feelings, these clothes, absolutely, make you feel energized, good, and, thinking in that positive mode, first thing in the morning.
Well, and it's very true, the power of words. I mean, what makes you feel better? Somebody who's yelling at you and saying, you're a no-good son of a gun that's never going to do anything good in his life, and you may as well don't let the door hit you on the way out. Or, you know what? You're unbelievable. You can do anything you want. It's just common sense.
Yeah.
So if we surround people with that every day, then you can almost feel your head getting higher, your shoulders coming back, and you think, yeah, I feel good about myself. I can't tell you, I can hardly wait until the rest of the line comes out so that I can wear that clothes myself.
I think I feel the same way because I did get a chance to try on a shirt, and boy, did it ever feel good. The other thing you do, I mean, and this is all related, really, that goes into the inside, is you're a great cook. What am I saying? Allison is a great cook. And she made, cooking involves heating, but it can be in all kinds of forms, because we got this mixture, this juice that had apples and oranges and all kinds of things in it, and just had one shot, had a glass full of that, and boy, it just felt great. I mean, energized, calmly energized.
Jossie's jungle juice.
Yeah, jungle juice.
It tastes good. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to get that up.
Again, that's another thing that we want to add down the line. We want to add the jungle juice. We need to work with a company that will allow us to preserve it without adding too many chemicals, because the way it is now, it literally takes, let me just add these up in my hand, takes just over 6 pounds of fruit to make it a 2-quart size of Jossie's Jungle Juice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's fresh squeezed, we don't peel the apples, I don't core them, They go straight into the blender. The only thing I peel is the oranges, but the carrots go in, there's celery that goes in, and it just gets
incredible.
Pushed into this juicer, and it's the most amazing energy drink I have ever had.
Oh.
And I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I mean, not only, I mean, you get an energy drink, and you go, oh, well, okay, I guess I should have because it's going to give me energy, but it doesn't really taste that good. This, I didn't, you know, whether it tasted good or not, I mean, whether it gave me energy or not, it tasted so great.
I know. I drank it all the way to Montreal, Dennis, and back, and I'm just like raring to go for another day. Like, yes.
All of these different things. You mentioned a protein drink that you were doing.
Yes. We have a protein drink that we're going to be launching. Now, that's going to come after the close because we have to get the packaging specially made out of the country, unfortunately. But it is a quality protein drink. It's actually what I call research quality. We have been fortunate in that a visiting professor from Stanford was put in touch with us, and he's chosen our protein for his clinical research. Now, he's a leading researcher in whey protein. This is a huge accomplishment for us. My background is actually in medical writing, in nursing, and when I spoke to one of my ex-colleagues about this researcher choosing our protein for his research, he said, do you know, Allison, how many companies try for years to get their products into independent research? And I'm going, I know. It's again one of those things where they came into our life, and it's the law of attraction. It really is the secret at work. So we've got this quality protein. We've got it in vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, and it will be launched actually as a variety pack initially. So the variety pack should have a 3-pack of each flavor in the box, so a 9-pack variety pack. Why do people need protein? Everybody needs protein. Everybody needs a quality protein. And as you age, your body's ability to process that protein diminishes. So it's even more important that you have a protein that your body can absorb very well. And this protein will do that for you. It's a quality protein that, for example, even somebody who has renal problems, has kidney problems, they typically have issues with protein because the kidney can't process it very well. This is such a good quality protein that it's good even for those patients who have kidney problems.
Oh, so this is all part of the testing that you've done or worked with this. Have you actually had this sampled in?
This is an existing product that we've taken over in terms of licensing and distributing.
Right.
So it has been out there. We will be licensing it and producing it under our own name, Creole Monday, and we'll be doing that for quite a few years to come. What's interesting, I think, with this is the protein drink is an excellent product in its own right. Okay. It stands in its own right as an absolutely wonderful quality protein product. For those who understand the power of words and the frequencies associated with words and with letters, there's an added bonus, if you will, in our packs. Because what we've done is like a ghost writing in the background or a watermark in the background, we have the words performance, balance, and vitality. So it's as though we're adding that frequency to the whey protein that's inside.
Right.
So it's almost like a power protein, but we don't want to call it power protein because it's not just for people in the gym. It's for anybody. That's our protein.
Now, you have all these different products that are really vibration more than anything else. You are really very much vibration more than anything else. You've got, when you talk about Dr. Emoto and the water, this is something that's also very, very important to you. This is something that was really launched a lot of this for you. This concept of water and how important it is to human beings, especially since we're made up of, 90%?
90% maybe as a baby. Mm-hmm. Closer to 70% as an adult. We tend to dry out as we get older.
Creo Monday, Creo Monday, Creo Monday.
Well, oh, that's wonderful, Dennis.
I'm not going to join in on that. I'm tone deaf.
We're back. We're back. And you were listening. You're listening to Dreampath on BBS Radio, late night talk radio. And we're here with two guests, Allison Prentice and Janet Kingsley. And just before we broke into a Dream Mountain there, the song that you were listening to, we're talking about Dr. Emoto and how he perceives water, how he perceives vibrations in water, and how it affects us. Go ahead, Allison, take it away.
Dr. Emoto is an absolutely amazing man, and what he's done with his research, when you get his books and see the photographs of the water crystals, it truly is phenomenal. He talks about this concept of hado, and I'm going to just read this definition that I found for hado. It's called the intrinsic vibrational pattern at the atomic level in all matter. The smallest unit of energy, its basis is the energy of human consciousness. And what he talks about and what he's been able to demonstrate in his research is that there's proof that thoughts and feelings affect physical reality. By producing different hado through written and spoken words, as well as music, and literally presenting it to the same water samples, the water appears to change its expression. Now, what that means, for example, is he took a water sample from one of the dams in Japan, and the water there is polluted. How they do this is they take a petri dish and they put a milliliter sample of water in the middle of the dish, and then they put it in their freezer at, I think, minus 45 to freeze the crystals. And as water freezes, it actually forms crystals that go into a 3D shape. It's not like a slice of crystal that they're photographing. So then they'll take this dish and they'll take it over in their still cooled lab and put it under the microscope and take a picture of this through the microscope of the crystals that form. So when they did this with the original dam sample, and that's not a dam sample, that's a sample from the dam. When they sorry, I just thought I had to when they did this, the crystals were very malformed. It was polluted water and it just wasn't forming a good crystal. Then they had a number of people, including a Japanese holy man, who was there at the water and praying for over an hour at this dam. And they took another sample from the same area, and they froze it, and they examined this under the microscope, and now you have this wonderful, beautifully formed crystal from the same water, but what they did is they changed the expression by putting out this frequency of love and compassion and prayer into this water. So that really is a huge inspiration for us for Creo Monday, because he then took it further. He did it with music, so he played classical music or nice soft music in this water, around this water, and then freeze it. Or he'd play punk rock or hard rock or heavy metal and freeze it, and there'd be a difference in the crystals formed, much like what they did years ago in the research of plants. When they were doing plant therapy, and they said, you know, if you leave your music on when you're away, your plants will grow better. And it's true, they do. So from the music, he then went on to words. This is what really caught my attention, because he would put on these bottles of water, he would just write the words in Japanese, love or gratitude or thank you. And then on other samples, he would write, I hate you, I'll kill you, ugly, negative words.
Yeah. Oh, I can feel
and then, yeah. And then, exactly. And you freeze those waters. And the difference in crystals between the positive words and the negative words was like night and day. And it just stopped me cold when I saw that. That's when I said, why can't we embrace the human body with positive words? If he can do this and demonstrate this in bottled water and in tap water and can demonstrate how the frequencies and vibrational effects can make that fundamental change in the expression of the water, then why can't we do that with the human body? And if we feel change the way people think about themselves.
Come away with me. Come away with me.
Well, as listeners, you probably know that we're always here. We went in and out there for some reason. We don't know why, but we're back again. And we don't know what you missed, but we'll go.
But with all the energy from the universe coming,
yeah, we could be repeating ourselves here over and over. I think part of what we wanted to share with everybody as well is that this, we're launching with clothing, and we're launching with a protein drink. But Creole Monday is much more than a clothing line and a protein drink. We're not just doing clothing. We're launching a brand. We're creating a brand. And the clothing and the protein drink is just the first and second stages of creating this brand. Creole Monday, the name, is going to be on everything in, that we could possibly put it on. We have a whole list of stuff. Everybody that's involved with Creole Monday, I've asked them to keep their dream books or their idea books. And every time they think of something that we can put our concept on, they're to write it down in that book. And we'll be sitting down as a group and going through all these to figure out our timeline of when we're going to roll it out. But it's not just clothing. It's beddings, it's linens, it's bandages, it's hairdressing capes. It's anything that you can put it on. We're going to put it on.
Drum bags.
Yeah. Drum bags.
Okay, yes.
You know, screens, wallpaper, insoles, anything that we can do it on, we're going to be doing it on. It's just going to be rolled out in different stages. So we've already put out there, and it's already out there, that Creole Monday, the name, the brand, is as well known as Microsoft, as The Gap, as Coca-Cola. 5 years from now, everybody around the world is going to know Creole Monday. 5 years from now, we're going to be launching on different continents, and we're going to be having actual continental themes. So, for example, when we get to Africa and we launch in Africa, we're going to have an African colors theme. And we were talking about this the other day, weren't we? When I was imagining, we were imagining what our offices would look like once we're in actual offices. And I said, you know, one of the things that's going to be really important to me as the president of the company, is that everybody, anywhere they're working for Creole Monday, gets to share in the successes of Creole Monday. And I would like to see in every office around the world where Creole Monday is, in every boardroom, we have a satellite feed into a big screen TV so that if we have a launch in Africa, the people in Canada can come into that boardroom and watch that satellite feed and take part in that launch on that continent. So it's going to be everywhere, no matter where we are in the world.
And the bell.
The bell.
And you got to say the bell. You got to tell them the bell. Oh, my gosh, Allison, yes. That's just too much. You got Geraldine crying here. Don't you start.
This is tears of joy. My whole idea, and everybody is behind us on this, for this company, is that we respect everybody in the company the same. It doesn't matter whether you're the president of the company. It doesn't matter whether you're the person delivering the mail. It doesn't matter whether you're the receptionist or the salesperson. Everybody needs to be treated the same way, with the same level of respect. And we all need to be rejoicing in our successes, because if we succeed individually, we succeed as a team, we succeed as a company. And while our primary focus is changing the way people think about themselves in a positive manner and having this huge impact on people around the world, we still need to be a successful company to be able to do that, because if we don't make money, if we don't sell our products, we're not going to be able to pay salaries. If we don't pay salaries, we're not going to have people working for us and blah, 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 blah. So, we're celebrating our successes. My idea was a ship's bell. Now, I haven't got the right ship's bell yet. It needs to be the right size and the right tone. But in our offices, once we have the formal Creole Monday office, the first head office here in Canada, we're going to have either in the reception area or outside the president's office a ship's bell. And any time there's good news that's happened in the company, doesn't matter who it happened to, who created that good news, who carried that good news, they come along and they ring that ship's bell, and they ring it, so that everybody in the company can hear that there's been something good happen again in the company. This might be a sale that they got, a contract that they got. Maybe one of our employees has had delivered a baby and we're now announcing the birth of a baby, or, you know, whatever that good news is, come along and ring that bell so that everybody in the company can rejoice in that good news and that positive news. And that all goes back to an old movie, black and white movie. What's it called, with James Stewart, A Wonderful Life. And in that
movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
We've all seen that, yes.
Great movie.
It's a fabulous movie. I've seen it, I don't know how many times, and it still makes me cry.
Yeah.
But in the movie, what always struck me, even from a child when I first saw that movie, was the line that every time the bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yes.
And so I want all these angels to have their wings to feel money, and I want every employee to be rejoicing in that every day. And I want to be able to say, that bell rings nonstop at Creole Monday. Isn't that amazing?
Dong,
dong, dong, dong, dong, dong, dong.
Okay, stop the tears, everyone. Come on.
Well, yeah. we do have, let me see, we have a little bit of time left, and listeners, if you want to call in, if you have a question for our guests, Allison Prentice, Janet Kingsley, you can call us at 877-270-8714. In Canada, 888-861-3519. And everywhere else in the universe, 530-413-4515. You're listening to Dream Paths on BBS Late Night Radio, and we have, I see a hawk. I don't know why, but, I mean, a hawk is flying around in my head right now, and this is a symbol of...
We haven't heard this story.
This is our surprise.
Yeah, this is a story.
You can stop.
Yeah.
And just let
the girls
continue.
I have to share.
Hi, everybody. This is the Silent Partner speaking.
Oh, hello, Silent Partner. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, John.
I've been listening with Beta Press on how this was going. And there was one story that I would love to see shared with the audience.
What's that?
Is the story of the hawk.
I was just going to share that.
Wow, good timing.
just going to share that story. Do you want to tell it or do you want me to tell it?
I think it would be nice to hear Janet share.
Oh, I was at your home.
All right, Allison, take it away.
All right. Well, one day I was down in our living room, and Jocelyn was upstairs, and I heard this yelling. And I didn't quite understand the words. I didn't know what was going on. And because Jocelyn has had some health issues in the past, when the yelling continued, I ran upstairs thinking, oh, my God, something's happened. And as I ran upstairs and got to where Jocelyn was, she's shushing me. And she says, quiet, look out the window. And I looked, and on our fence, no word of a lie, on our fence, sitting with his back to the house and looking over his right shoulder, was a hawk. I have never seen a hawk sitting on our fence. We don't live in the middle of the country. We live in a small town or a small city, yes, but it's not the middle of the country. We saw this hawk, and I'm going, oh, my God, do I have time to go get a camera? Can I get my camera? And she's going, no, stay. If I had heard what Jocelyn had said when I was downstairs and looked to my right from the couch in the living room, he would have been framed in the window, this hawk on the fence, and he'd look over his shoulder at the house, and then he'd look out onto the side yard. And he was about a foot high. I mean, he was a big hawk. I couldn't believe it. So I went and I did some research, and I found this thing on hawk symbolism. And I read this, and it made the hair stand up on me. It was unbelievable. This was talking about native symbolism of the hawk, and it said, in representation to humanity, the hawk is called messenger, protector, and visionary. Keen vision is one of its greatest gifts. Hawks see things others miss. The hawk comes to you, indicating that you are now awakening to your soul purpose. That's soul with S-O-U-L. Purpose, your reason for being here. It can teach you how to fly high while keeping yourself connected to the ground. Well, trust me, the hairs were standing up when I started reading this after seeing this hawk on our fence. And then it goes on and it says, as you rise to a higher level, your psychic energies are awakening, and the hawk can help you to keep those senses in balance. Its message for you is to be open to hope and new ideas, to extend the vision of your life. The hawk is known as a messenger, for the hawk soars close to the grandfather sun, as does the planet Mercury. When you listen to the power of the grandfather sun, or wise spirit that lives within, you are protected from all types of harm. The hawk soars with the power to overcome difficult situations. It soars and circles over the life of the earth, asking you to circle over your life to view it from a higher perspective. The hawk has a distinct cry, one that most people are aware of. Its cry signifies awareness. Well, can you believe that when it's put in the context of Creole
yeah.
Monday,
mm.
and you have this hawk sitting on your fence at your home,
nowhere.
And then Janet and I were off to Montreal. We did a couple
yeah.
of trips to Montreal to working with the manufacturer. And anyway,
oh.
the number of hawks that would soar,
followed us.
It was almost as though they were
yeah.
following
yeah.
us.
Yeah, that's how we felt.
It was amazing.
Oh,
yes,
geez.
And then when we had
that
a
is
couple
actually,
of doubts.
No, here, but things like, you know, seeing a hawk, seeing an eagle, seeing a buck running through the woods just at a certain moment, especially when you're launching something like this. And Jocelyn, are you still here with us?
I am still here. Yes,
you know,
I am.
Would you like to add anything while you're on the phone? We've got about 10 or 15 minutes left.
Well, the only thing I wanted to add about the hawk was when Allison and I took a little trip to Ajax one day, we sort of looked at each other and said, gee, are we really doing the right thing here? We believe in it so much, we just want to get it out there. As soon as we shared that, we saw five hawks, was it, Allison?
It was amazing.
Swarm flying around us. Now, we didn't know if we were food bait or if we were...
yeah.
If they liked
very
it,
true.
But...
Very true. It's like
again,
it's
we
reinforcing
said, there's
it.
Our answer. It has been... There's the answer to our question.
Yeah.
So we've been
that is so
very,
true.
Very
know,
blessed.
Jared and I would go on little trips for various purposes, but... And quite often it would be a magical mystery tour because we didn't know where we were going, but we just felt an impulse to go out
mm-hmm.
into the country. And one of the ways that I knew is signpost was two crows would be flying over. Three crows?
It was always
you can always talk to her. You don't have
yeah.
to remain
it was
silent.
Always three. The two would be there, and then we'd get the third
would be there
for the confirmation
yeah.
as we turned the corner.
As we turned the corner, and there they would fly, and they'd go off in this direction. And not only did I feel right about it, I mean, it's something that I felt inside that, yeah, that's, but getting that confirmation,
oh.
seeing that in that form, and especially a hawk, I mean, and you haven't really seen a hawk up
oh.
that close.
No,
where
he lives, though.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
we've seen them far in the
yeah.
distance before, but sitting on our fence
yeah.
in our backyard and looking at our house, it was the most amazing connection. And confirmation that we're on the right path. And every time there's been any question of that or we're talking about Creole Monday, it's almost as though all we have to do is look up and a hawk is there.
Yeah.
There's
and
a hawk there. There was one day when I was calling Janet about something
yeah.
and I said to her on the phone, I was sitting in the parking lot of a grocery
yeah.
store and I looked up and there were five hawks circling in the air. Like 150 yards ahead of me. So there's a confirmation, like
that
Jocelyn said,
forward,
every
yeah.
time we ask, is it the right thing to do? Are we on the right path? There's no question.
There's no question.
There's no question in my mind now that this is absolutely what we need to do.
Yeah, thank you, and Jocelyn, for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you for having
like
me.
I would like to talk about the launch a bit, because June 1st
is our target date for the launch.
And you, and if people want to reach, actually call you come June, they can we give them the 800 number?
We can give it out. I've marked it on the website. It isn't live yet.
Are we still on? Is Jocelyn there? No, we're not beeping.
No, we're not. Oh.
Okay. The 800 number?
Yes. It's not live yet. It's on the website as well. It's 1-888-999-2293.
Okay.
You can also email me. My email's on the website, aprentice, aprentice, @creolemundi.com. That's on the website. And there is a 905 number that you can reach me during the daytime, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Now, one of the other things that I should probably mention now, a good time to mention, for Creole Monday, we have actually opened this up for the average person to own a piece of Creole Monday.
Right.
We need to raise capital. We need to be able to purchase our goods, to be able to sell them online, and, you know, if we can get it into stores, even better. But to do that, we said, okay, we don't need to hold on to every single share in the company. This is really to help people in the world, and because we want to help everybody, we've opened it up to everybody to own a piece of Creole Monday. So for as little as $100 Canadian, you could have 2 shares in Creole Monday. Geraldine described us as the parents, birth parents of Creole Monday, if you will, because we're the ones who created the concept and have breathed life into the concept. What we're looking at by opening this up to everybody else is to call on you, the audience, the listeners, to be the godparents of Creole Monday and to help oversee its growth and nurture its growth into this caring social entity working with us as the parents. So that as well is on the website. There's a page on there about becoming a part of Creole Monday, and I really hope that people are going to take advantage of this. It's a private investment in a private company. There's not too many opportunities like this to be at this ground floor level for something that's going to have such a powerful impact. So please, let's do this. Let's tap into your energy for the audience that's there, that believes in this concept, that understands what we want to do, that knows how this is going to work and can really help us with your energy. Become a part of Creole Monday. Share in our business, share in our entity, share in our baby, if you will, and watch, help us grow Creole Monday.
Wonderful investment. It really is, because we're going to join you in that. We're going to get a share. And we ask any of our listeners, anyone who's listening on the archives later, that this is something very, very special. And if you want to be a part of it, you can. Just by listening to this, I think you can tell that this has great integrity, mm-hmm. has grace, hope, and all the wonderful things in life that we want to express. And, you know, here at Dream Path, our whole idea is to create heaven on earth one step at a time, or at the speed of light.
Yeah. We're doing it at the speed of light.
I would have to agree. There are so many factors that come into this, but, you know, it's a joy. It's the joy and the passion that's mm-hmm. expressed in this. I mean, there's products all over the world. There's all kinds of things that come out. But it's the energy that goes into it that's so important. Anything that, if someone's working in a restaurant, if someone is a child care worker, if someone's the president of the United States,
yeah.
whatever it is,
yeah.
to be inspired
mm-hmm.
to really care for yourself,
yeah.
truly care for yourself, and therefore care for others, and understanding how important it is to be able to communicate the essence of what's so important to humankind at this time. And Creo Monday, I congratulate you on your launch, June. And listeners, if for some reason you've forgotten the name Creo Monday, I think it's going to be hard, but you can always look it up on our site, dreampath.info. We list all our guests, and you can just go to the guest list and click on it, and there it will be. And we are, well, we've got about 5 minutes, and we can do
create your universe. That's exactly what we
yeah.
want.
Now,
yeah,
Janet.
Absolutely.
Janet,
oh, my.
Yeah, we're going to put you.
The last 5 minutes. The last 5 minutes had to be some energy. I'm holding on to this seat going, Allison, I'm so much I want to burst out and say. I'm just so happy to be able to have the opportunity to inspire
so many people to feel so good and have that feeling of making every word that you wake up in the morning to say, you know what, I feel great today, and having that embraced all around you, what a way to create your universe. Like I'll say it again, you change your thoughts, you change your world, and we can all do that one body at a time. Thank you so much. I'm getting all just like goosebumps here.
Oh, she does this every time we talk about Creo Monday.
Yeah, and
well, I'm saying, you know, that people are starting to be more aware and realize, you know, that they need to get in touch with their feelings, and we need to do that.
Including the guys, right?
Including you, Dennis.
Including me.
I know you can feel it.
Well, we are inviting our listeners
mm-hmm.
to join in the celebration, and the celebration is always about who we are and discovering who we are, finding our passion. And beginning and express that passion, no matter what it is. And we at Dream have encouraged this so much that, especially at this time, our world needs you to be yourself. And being yourself is the best thing you can possibly be. And these ladies have done exactly that. It really doesn't matter which way you want to express that. Because the world needs that. There are a million different ways to express the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what adds to
yeah.
all these pieces and creates more and creates the expansion.
Another piece of the puzzle.
That's exactly what we are. And it really is just adding another piece to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying the same
right.
message that so many other people say. We're just saying it in a different way
right.
because not everybody hears the message the same way. So for somebody who might feel that if we get too metaphysical and into quantum physics, we're going to lose them, we're going to be way out there as,
mm-hmm.
as somebody who's off the wall and don't even listen to us, we've kind of brought it back mainstream, if you will. We're doing it so that people aren't embarrassed to wear it. They're not embarrassed to try it. It's the same message that you said, that Geraldine has said, that the people who wrote The Secret have said, that Oprah says, that any Deepak Chopra, anybody says, it's a message of love and hope and peace and health. We're just saying it in a different way, another part of the puzzle.
So please do join us, contact us, also live your dream. At this time, we'd like to say thank you so much to both our guests. Actually, the Creo Trio, Allison Prentice, Janet Kingsley, and... Jocelyn Harris, and thank you, Jocelyn, for calling in. It's lovely to hear from you. We'll be signing off now. And please join us again in 2 weeks from now, where DreamPass is on every second and fourth Saturday of each month. And we had a special edition, almost an hour and a half here, because we had so much to say. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for having us. And Michelle, you can take it away, and I believe it is all clear.